Columbus City Schools Treasurer Stan Bohorek says the district's general fund ending balance for fiscal year 2019-2020 is just about meeting last summer's predictions, despite a pandemic that's closed schools across the state. While state revenues are down $1.8 million, expenditures have gone down $1.7 million, and Bohorek says that drop nearly equals the built-in cushion in the district budget.
We're going to manage our way through it. We do have a cash balance. We have a practice of being conservative in our forecasting and budgeting. So all in all, this hasn't triggered any reaction from us as of yet.
But Bohorek says future state budget cuts, which are a near certainty, leave next year's funding still in the air. He says a delay in the state reimbursement of the property tax allocation will probably resolve itself later this month, in time to wrap up this fiscal year about $2 million over anticipated revenue. But the unprecedented unemployment rate may have an effect on people's ability to pay property taxes, and the county's decision to move collection of property taxes from June to August means the district won't know what to expect.
The state may not be making a statement about FY21. Until maybe September or October, once they see more about how the state budget is going. So we may be entering next school year with still two major uncertainties on the revenue side.
Bohorek says one of the positives of the balance sheet for the fiscal year that's ending has been state dollars for the Student Wellness and Success Fund, the so-called wraparound services approved by Governor DeWine last year. By redirecting some personnel costs, salaries and benefits, to that fund, he says the district will come out about even for the year. But that revenue, as with all funding in future state budgets, remains uncertain. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.